In a way, that's what I'd like to have a little discussion about this morning. It's being programmed so that you don't have to think about anything. I think that's one of the major problems of our civilization today is who's thinking about what and who's making decisions and how do decisions get made that affect our lives and what, if anything, can we do about it. The bishop asked me this morning when I walked in, what are we going to discuss this morning? I said, beings other than human. Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about corporations, what effect they have, both in terms of corporate structures in our economy and also the state, our cities, our counties, political subdivisions. Well, let me take a quick run at some background here and that I have with you. We'll make a discussion out of it rather than a lecture. Some few years ago, early in the morning, because I don't sleep very well in the early morning, I woke up and I had a pressing problem on my mind. Never occurred to me before to wonder about how a Chinese dictionary is arranged, since they don't have an alphabet. And they must have some scheme of getting words in sequence, so if you want to look up a word, you can do it. Thought about that a little while and realized that I didn't have the resources to answer it, so I shook my wife into consciousness. She goes to sleep sort of at 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes up sometime around noon if left to her own devices. This was about 3 o'clock, and I woke her up, and you know how you come up in the middle of the night, what's the matter? And I said, how's the Chinese dictionary organized? You'd be surprised how little patience my wife has. A while after that, I had been up here, and I heard some of the discussion that I'm sure you've heard about contemplating the nature of your navel and belly button theology and the importance of thinking about things creatively and from new angles. So when I woke up one morning shortly after that, I was thinking, that's a good idea. One should view things differently and look at them in a different point of view. So I asked myself, what does your belly button look like when viewed from the inside out rather than the outside in? And I thought about that, and forgetting my earlier experience when I had exhausted my resources, I elbowed my wife into consciousness and asked her about that. I will never do that again. That's not the time to be creative. However, I did wind up in the path labs of the University Hospital the next day, where my brother happened to be teaching at the time, and satisfied my curiosity. And if any of you would like to know what your navel looks like from the inside looking out, I'd be happy to discuss that with you at another time. I do think there's something to be gained by taking questions that you've resolved a long time ago in your mind or that you're looking at only from the outside or maybe you've never thought about and asking a question about it. So suppose you thought for just a moment about why Christ and the 12 disciples didn't incorporate. Why not the Majestic 12, Inc.? It would have saved a lot of problems. There have been some absolutely gigantic theological problems posed by poor lawyering. In a discussion with a few of you the other day, I mentioned one of them. Let me very quickly refer to it once more just for illustrative purposes. Around 600 or 700, the church had been acquiring substantial blocks of land. And at that time, title to land had to vest in a human being. There were no corporations at the time. And a human being who owned the title to the land at the point of his death could not dispose of that land to someone else if he had legitimate heirs. The land had to pass to his legitimate children. Because the church was trying to collect and to hold pieces of real property, it became important that there would be title holders who could hold the land in their own title and their own name and who would not have legitimate heirs no legitimate children, so that they at their death would be able to pass that land to some other human being still within the group. So celibacy came into the church. Now there may very well have been other reasons for celibacy in the church, but at least one of the major reasons, I am persuaded, is a poor job of lawyering. There was no corporation. If there had been a corporation, the Holy Church, Inc., it could have held title to the land and the clergy could have married, and you wouldn't have had this real estate problem. So one thinks with some sorrow of the centuries of deprivation for a substantial number of people, perhaps created by bad lawyering. I don't want to be insensitive to the fact that there may be other very legitimate reasons. I'm not persuaded that's true. All right, then why didn't Christ and the 12 apostles incorporate? Well, the easy answer, of course, is they didn't have a corporation in Israel at that time the way we do now. But I think there are other reasons for it, too. Is a corporation, whether it's a municipal corporation, a private corporation, a national corporation, international corporation, is it an act of defiance of God's will? The charter, the articles of incorporation of Holden Village, viewed theologically, say some amazing things. For example, do you know how long Holden will endure? It says we are perpetual. We have just given ourselves immortality. It says so right in our articles of incorporation.
We will never die. And do you know to whom we are responsible and from whom we derive our authority and our power? From the Revised Code of Washington, section 48.47. Is the whole notion of creating a being other than a human being and vesting that human being with all of those things which we feel that we cannot attain for ourselves in our finite, temporal, bodily, immediate existence, our condemned state. All of you now, please add here those dimensions that you should be thinking. I am either, in Jim Burtness's words, a redeemed sinner already, or in Will's words, I am already a reconciled son of God already.
Yes, that's true.
I also know it's true that short of
the second coming of Christ,
I will die, a type of death.
And